The Stories of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Adapted by Parvati Devi Dasi for preschool children and early readers. Volume 3, Chapter 1. Pradyumna is born to Krishna and Rukmini. The all-powerful Lord Krishna and his beautiful queen Rukmini lived in the splendid kingdom of Dwarka, which Krishna had created in the middle of the ocean. They had 10 sons who were as wonderful as their father. The first son, Pradyumna, was born with a special job to do in this world. When he grew bigger, he would kill a powerful demon named Sambara. There were stories that the beautiful demigod of love and passion, Cupid, was actually the same Pradyumna. Many years before, Cupid had tried to stop Lord Shiva from praying and meditating by shooting special arrows at him. He disturbed Shiva so much that one day Shiva just looked at him and burned him into ashes. Years later, this same Cupid was born as Pradyumna, the son of Krishna and Rukmini. All of Dwarka was very happy when Pradyumna was born, and everyone brought nice presents to the palace for him. But there was one demon named Sambara who was not at all happy. He knew that someday this baby would kill him. Dressing up like a woman, the demon Sambara kidnapped 10-day-old Pradyumna from his mother and threw him right into the sea, where a fish immediately swallowed up the baby. A fisherman caught that same fish in his net and sold it to the Sambara demon soon afterwards. Sambara took it home for his dinner, because demons like to eat the dead bodies of animals and fish. Imagine the cook's surprise when he cut the fish open and found a small baby inside its stomach. "How amazing to find a baby in a fish's belly," he said. "Let the maid Mayavati take care of him." So the cook gave Pradyumna to Mayavati, who took good care of the child. The saintly Narada Muni at once came to Mayavati and explained, "You were once Rati, the wife of Cupid. Now Cupid has become this beautiful baby named Pradyumna. Soon after the baby was born, the demon Sambara took him away from his mother's bed and threw him into the sea. Sambara knew that this boy would someday kill him, so he tried to kill the baby first. But somehow this same baby came to Sambara's kitchen in the belly of a fish." Mayavati took care of Pradyumna with great love and affection. He grew up nicely and became a very beautiful young man. One day, Mayavati told Pradyumna the story of how he came to her inside the belly of a fish. She said, "Sambara wanted to kill you, but Lord Krishna saved you. Then you came to this house under my care. Not only that, but many thousands of years ago, you used to be Cupid, and I was your dear wife, Rati. Your mother, Rukmini Devi, is always crying because she lost you when you were a very small baby. We should go to see her. She will be so happy to see that you are safe. But before we go, Pradyumna, you will have to kill the Sambara demon. I will teach you how to kill him. And so, Pradyumna went to the Sambara demon and started calling him all kinds of names. The demon became very disturbed by the words of Pradyumna. He picked up his club for a fight, and Pradyumna fought with him. Finally, the boy took his sharp sword and cut the demon's head right off. It rolled down onto the ground, nicely decorated with a helmet and valuable jewels. All the demigods in the higher planets showered flowers from the sky upon Pradyumna for killing the horrible demon Sambara. Pradyumna's wife, Mayavati, could travel in outer space, so she took Pradyumna through the air to Dwarka to see his father Krishna and his dear mother Rukmini. The women in the palace saw Pradyumna when he came. These ladies felt very shy when they saw him and hid in different corners. He looked just like Krishna and was dressed nicely in bluish clothes. He had curly black hair, beautiful eyes, a smiling reddish face, and very long arms with wonderful jewelry and ornaments. The beautiful Rukmini Devi looked at Pradyumna and began to think about her own lost baby son. She wondered, "Who is this beautiful young boy? He must be the most charming person. Who is his mother? And who is that young woman with him? How have they met? My own son was stolen when he was very small. I can only guess that if he is still alive, by this time he must have grown up just like this wonderful boy." Lord Krishna walked outside with his father and mother, Devaki and Vasudeva. Narada Muni also came at that great moment to tell everyone the whole story of how Pradyumna had been kidnapped, how he had grown up, and at last, how he had come back with his wife, Mayavati. Everybody thought, "We were so afraid that Pradyumna was dead. How wonderful that he has come back. He was really the same Pradyumna, quite alive and well." They were all very happy and welcomed him so nicely, one after another. Devaki, Vasudev, Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram, Rukmini, and all the women of the family hugged Pradyumna and his lovely wife, Mayavati. Everyone all over the city of Dwarka came to see the lost Pradyumna, who had finally come back home.